Well, hello and welcome to our fifth call into setting the foundation for your empowered life. Thank you for being here live. You know, I'm always so grateful to have you live. But if you're listening to the recording, you know, I'm always grateful for you too. And I want to celebrate each one of you for taking the action steps to use your power to live your happier life. Okay, so today, our call is going to flow like this. We'll set our intention for this program and the call. And then we'll dive deep into awareness, managing and focusing your energy using your power. And then we're going to experience a new meditation to immerse yourself in gratitude and boost your immune system. Because, you know, love boosts the immune system, and so gratitude does too. And then we'll recap. Okay, so first, we solidly set the intention for this program. We've come together to learn how to bring your heart and brain into coherence to feel safe, to heal and rewrite neural pathways of belief, freeing you from the pain of the past, to raise your vibration to that of the limitless love of the greater consciousness of the divinity within. And with that raising of your vibration, you create and live your life from that love vibration. And you do that no matter what's going on around you. Now, our intention for this call is to open the way for you to become more aware of your energy status, to broadcast out to the universe love energy more consistently, ultimately creating and living your happier life. Okay, so together we set our intention. So just close your eyes and take a deep cleansing breath. And on that exhale, just push out any stagnant energy or air that's there. And then just take another really deep breath. And while your eyes are closed, we'll set our intention as we focus on feeling that breath coming into and exhaling out from your body. And just listen carefully to my voice and feel the energy of my words as you breathe into this intention. As a collective, we come together with deliberate effort and focused attention to expand our awareness, to understand how to better use our power, to learn and follow through with action steps to improve our lives and fulfill our dreams, syncing with the greater consciousness as one with the divinity within, empowered and fearless. And now with eyes still closed, just focus for a moment on your heart. And now just shift your focus to gratitude. And just immerse yourself in gratitude for the blessings in your life. Now just follow those blessings to more love, more joy, more happiness, opening your heart to all the possibilities of your human experience, for you truly are limitless. Infinite Spirit, in deepest gratitude, we thank you for all that's ours by divine right having reached us now, under grace, in miraculous ways. And we ask, dearest angels, surround us with your diamond steel force field shield filled with strength, stamina, and healing energy that deflects negativity in all directions of time and protects us from all viruses. We are safe. In deepest gratitude, we thank you. Okay, so let's dive in. Today, let's take a closer look at your life. There are 24 hours in a day. So what are you thinking about when you're not focused on a task? Are you visioning what you want your life to be? Or are you replaying over and over again in your head something that was uncomfortable? Or are you just hanging out, in a pleasant, peaceful state, maybe immersed in gratitude. Well, the point is, are you vibrating in a love vibration more hours of the day than not? Are you fully immersing yourself in gratitude as your normal state of being? Just what energy are you feeling for the majority of your day? Are you feeling happy, blissful, peaceful, or are you agitated or anxious? Do you have a worry program or a program of anxiety running in the background of your consciousness? Every moment of every day, we're emanating an energy. We're broadcasting out a flow of energy, and that energy mirrors back to us. It mirrors back to us later today or tomorrow, maybe next week, but it does mirror back to us as an experience. So are you flowing in grace, flowing in love, or are you stuttering in anxiety, whether at a known level or an unknown subconscious level? And do you understand how truly powerful your energetic flow is? Well, you all know that I have a little dog, Magic. And when I take him on a walk, he's on a leash. And one day I was being all anxious about something as I was walking him, and I was just allowing all these fear thoughts to camp out in my head. And then I realized that the energy I was feeling was traveling right down his leash and wrapping around his body. Excellent. Oh my gosh. Well, I put a screeching halt to those thoughts and evicted them out of my brain. I was horrified that, you know, my little Magic was soaking up all that negative energy that I was pushing out. And we don't want that. Well, another scenario, I was preparing the previous Magic's meal when I was really mad. And this was like over 10 years ago. And I was putting Magic's food together, and I got finished and I put it down for him. And he walked over to the bowl. He sniffed it. He curled up his lip. He backed up and sat down, and he wouldn't touch it. And I was like, I knew he was hungry. But it's like, oh my God, I realized I had infused my anger into his food. Well, I threw that food out, put the bowl in the dishwasher, transformed my internal energy, got out a new bowl, prepared new food, reikied that new food, and put it down for Magic, and he ate it. Our energy transfers. It flows out around us. Now, if you have kids, especially girls, you may completely understand this next example. When my daughter was a preteen, her energy was intense. Not all the time, but when she was wound up, for whatever reason, her energy could be brutal, making standing next to her really difficult, like standing next to her in a checkout line. And if she sat down to my computer in that wound up state, it would crash every time. Energy is real. So again, every moment of every day, we're broadcasting out an energy, and we have the ability to consciously choose what that energy is instead of defaulting to whatever the dominant subconscious energy was yesterday. We have the power, but we have to have the awareness. We have to have that awareness to realize what energy are we in so that we can take the action steps to manage it and to use it for good things. Our ability to consciously choose the vibrational status of our energy is truly a superpower. And we all have it, but we have to make the conscious choice. So let's think about this for a moment. Right now, well, you're probably happy to be on the call. I know I'm thrilled to be on this call with you. You know, I look forward to it every week. But what about earlier today or yesterday? What was your lowest vibration and why? So just think about that. What was your lowest vibration today or yesterday or last week? And why? Did you get triggered by some outside stimulant? Some experience outside of you? Maybe you got an email or a bill in the mail or a text that upset you. Maybe you saw something on the news, or maybe someone said something to you. Or did you get tired and an old painful thought pattern popped up in your head and it took residence? You know, those painful memories of past experiences that you haven't cleared out yet with love. And then before you know it, you're traveling down that despair rabbit hole. Well, let's just take a couple of minutes and think about any time that you were feeling that less than love and gratitude energy, those feelings that are based in fear. And if you've been having a great week, you know, maybe go back to the last time that you weren't having a good day. And just think about that for a minute. Think about what happened. And I'm going to give you just a minute to do that. Just think about what happened. Okay, so next question. How long did you stay in that energy? And what did you do to pull yourself out of it and transform the energy to love? Or is that experience still vibrating in fear because you stuffed it instead of transforming the energy and healing it? I'm going to give you a minute to think about that. Just how long it took you to pull yourself out of that less than love fear energy, and what you did. Or what you still need to do to transform the energy to love, because it's never too late. So just go back and discern, how long did it take you to pull yourself out, and what did you do to make that happen? So if it took you longer than 30 minutes to pull out of the fear energy, why did it take you so long? And no judgment, this is just for greater understanding purposes. Why did it take you so long? Did you forget to use your tools? Was the pain so intense you couldn't get a grip on it for a few days? Well, in January and in February, I've personally experienced golden opportunities to use my support tools. And both times it took me longer than 30 minutes to pull out of the energy. So why? Well, in January, I told myself I was feeling the feels. Not stuffing them, I'm feeling the feels. Okay, but there has to be a time limit on feeling the feels. And I'm setting my personal time limit for 15 minutes. That's it. Any longer, and I'm wallowing. I want to reach a state of being in triggered energy only for as long as it takes to implement my empowerment support tools. Seconds would be ideal. Wouldn't that be lovely? Then in February, when I was triggered, it was a slow burn into the despair and anxiety. It didn't happen all at once. But when I realized I was there, in that despair and anxiety, I began shutting down that experience. And when I started taking the action steps to shut it down, a landslide of hidden fear was revealed. Was not expecting that, but I recognized it and I knew what to do with it. So immediately I started facing everything that was being revealed, but it just kept coming. And just like January, the feelings, those emotions, they were intense. Things I hadn't thought about in years came up. And when that happens, it's not the universe dumping on you because you're trying to improve your life. No, sir. But I used to think that the universe was dumping on me because I was trying to improve my life. And this, when that happens, this is when most people throw up their hands screaming that this is just too hard. Don't do that. Because we're reminded of those painful events that we buried in our subconscious because they still hold pain. They still hold unforgiveness and for us to be free to manifest what's ours by divine right, for us to bring into physical manifestation what's already ours in our field of potentiality. You know, Florence calls this the realm of right or perfect ideas, and scientists call this space the quantum field. To bring what we want into our physical experience, that energy must be transformed to love. The pain must be healed so we can be free of it. So intellectually, I knew what to do. I knew the action steps, but the key is to fully transform the fear emotions to love emotions, to feel a different emotion. It isn't enough to intellectually know what to do. We must feel an elevated emotion, that elevated emotion of love. And you know, I'm not talking about the emotion you feel when you fall in love with someone. I'm talking love that is your essence, connected with the divinity within. That love of the highest order. So you've had this experience. You know intellectually what you need to do. But knowing doesn't shift your energy. Taking the action steps, transforming your energy, and following up to be certain you've transformed that energy, that transformation opens the way to create your higher outcome, to manifest into your physical reality what was once in your quantum field. This, right here, knowing what to do, but not fully taking the action steps, using the support tools, this is when change takes place. It's taking the action step, implementing the support tool is what makes the difference in moving forward in ease and grace, free from the pain of the past, and the difference in being dragged, kicking and screaming, wallowing in what happened to you. So many times, we don't take the action steps. We don't implement our support tools. Instead, whether consciously or subconsciously, we choose to wallow in the energy, being a victim of whatever happened. Now, I want to be really clear. I'm not fussing at you. We're all human. I just shared that I'm experiencing this too. Just like you, I've set my intention to improve my life. So whatever negative energies between me and making that improvement must be revealed so I can transform it and be free of it. And that's why being triggered is a golden opportunity. This is when our new concepts and our new understanding of how energy really works, how it's put to the test. What are we going to do? How are we going to react? Well, I'll admit that in my past, I was a wallower. I'd wallow in the muck of something awful, wringing out every ounce of misery there was to be had, being a victim, with the narrative of, I feel like this because of something that happened, how I was treated, and as a wallower, I could just be a victim and blame circumstances for the mess my life was in because I didn't know that there was any other way to be. I didn't know I had the power to choose the way I was feeling, that I could choose to be the vibration of love energy instead of angry, instead of drowning in worry and fear, but never physically dying. I didn't know I could change that until I did know. And then I learned that I have the power within me to create something new, a higher outcome. No matter what happened to me, I had the power and I could make the conscious choice to improve my life, and so do you. You have the power. And this is going to sound like a broken record, but here are the action steps and support tools to overcome being triggered. There are 5 steps here and I numbered them to make them easier to keep up with, and I've already added them to the Deep Dive Central webpage. So if you don't get them down in your notes, they're there already. Okay, 1, stop everything and take a long, slow, deep breath. Do 10 of them if you can. Slow, deep breath in, hold it, and then breathe out your mouth. Because when you breathe out your nose, your face still holds tension. When you breathe out through your mouth, your face will relax. Your throat will relax. Your body will relax. And when you exhale, hold that exhale for a few counts, at least 4 to 6, and then breathe deeply again. Just do the best you can. Focusing on breathing deeply will bring your heart and mind back into coherence. And while you're taking those deep breaths, it's a perfect time to activate your chaos flush. Number 2, discern, am I safe? When you've established that you're safe, creating that clear line of demarcation from not safe to safe, you can then recognize the difference of what you were feeling and what you're feeling now with the acceptance of knowing that you're safe. Number 3, accept what your life is in this moment. You're not happy with your life at this moment, but just accept that this is what's happening without judgment of what you're feeling. And what are you feeling? Are you feeling shame, guilt, anxiety, blatant fear? That one's really awful. Become aware of what you're feeling and accept what you're feeling. It only takes a few seconds to accept what your life is in this moment and what you're feeling. And the action step of acceptance is feeling the feels, because you're facing it and you've felt it now. You've acknowledged it. You've named those feels. There's no need to linger there. Now, a point of clarity, you do want to feel the feels, not bury them in the subconscious. And I think this is what most people get hung up on. Feel what you're feeling. But when you acknowledge what you're feeling, instead of burying those feelings in the subconscious and ignoring them, when you acknowledge them and accept what your life is in this moment, you've felt them, you've acknowledged them, and now you're on the other side of it. Because then you can take the action steps of accepting, you know, that this is what my life is in this moment. From this neutralized state, you'll be better equipped to transform the experience to love. And if you don't take this action step of accepting what you're feeling, the human go-to is to just hang out there, replaying over and over again what happened and justifying in your own mind why you feel so awful, because this thing happened, whatever that thing was. Or you bury it in the subconscious, which in some ways is even worse, because in time you forget about it until you're triggered again, and then that energy rears its ugly head all over. So when you accept what your life is in this moment, you're going to feel relief. If you don't feel the relief, take the action step again, speaking out loud. I accept what my life is in this moment. And what those feelings are, you could be saying, I feel betrayed, angry, guilt, and shame. I accept this is what my life is in this moment. And then you can add to the end, I really don't like it, but I accept it. I'm not in agreement of it, but I accept it. Acknowledging what you're feeling takes the power away from those feelings. Accepting this is what your life is stops that internal battle with the feelings and with the thoughts that beat you up. Okay, number 4, accept that you have the power to improve your life. You don't like what happened and you faced and acknowledged what you were feeling. Now just accept that you have the power to improve your life and set your intention to transform it. And breathing deeply here will support bringing your body and mind back into better coherence. Number 5, infuse all with love. This shifts your energy out of fear to love. And when you can fully infuse all the people, the situations, and yourself with love, sincerely from your heart, you transform the fear emotions you were feeling to love. And you become the frequency of love, opening the way for the higher outcome to be the result. However, if you're not feeling the love, If no matter how hard you try, you're just not feeling it, step back. Because as we talked about last week, you can't think greater than you feel. Sometimes we have experiences that when we get to this point, infusing all with love, we can just do it. Done deal, energy transformed, ready to move forward in ease and grace, vibrating in love. We got this. But other times, the emotions are just too intense. The fear energy is really strong, and it probably stems from something that happened in your childhood. Could be from a previous life, but it's probably a childhood trauma of some kind. We were betrayed or abandoned or made to feel shame and guilt. But we need to take another action step to fully get a grip on and manage this energy. So you're feeling uncomfortable emotions. And you know, the brain can't think greater than those uncomfortable emotions. But you know that if you don't fully immerse yourself in emotions of a higher vibration, nothing's going to change. You'll stay in the pain, the anxiety, and the fear. You must transform the energy of the emotions. You have to transform to the higher vibration of love, because we know that only halfway getting there isn't enough. So to do this, step away from the problem, put a pin in it, and approach your emotions from a different perspective, from gratitude. Here you are in the fear pit, and when you make the conscious choice to approach your impassioned, painful emotions through gratitude, all of a sudden there's a gratitude ladder in your pit, and all you have to do is climb that ladder with gratitude one rung at a time. Sit quietly, focusing on your breath, and focus your attention on gratitude, thinking of the blessings in your life, because that problem, it's over here with a pin in it. It's not going anywhere. And focus on how you feel about these blessings that are in your life, and just immerse yourself in those grateful feelings. And when you're feeling that gratitude, that shift in your energy, then readdress infusing what upset you with the love energy. That thing that you've put a pin in and it's just waiting over here. Take the action step to infuse that experience and all the people involved and yourself with love. And we have a meditation for that. You know, it's on the Deep Dive Central webpage to help you. Okay, so we've experienced a trigger, and the action steps and support tools that we've implemented are, number one, breathing deeply. Number two, discern, are you safe? Number three, accept what is, what your life is in this moment. Four, accept your power and set your intention for the highest outcome. And number five, infuse with love. And if you can't get there, put a pin in that, step away, and implement gratitude. Now, it goes without saying that, of course, we must first recognize that we've been triggered, and that recognition comes through awareness. And with that being said, you've joined this program to improve your life, to take control of your power and use it daily. Are you? Are you using your power? Have you created a new routine for yourself that supports creating and maintaining the foundation for your new life? What have you changed since you've joined the program? Are you journaling, writing in your daily journal every day? Are you consciously choosing the energy of your day in your life? Are you setting your intention for your day when you wake up? Are you setting your intention for tomorrow before you go to sleep, and then again before you get out of bed? Here's an intention for you. I wake up happy. When you complete your before sleep daily journal page, before you sign it, write, I wake up happy. I'm going to add that to the next edition of the journal. That last item on the before sleep page being, I wake up happy. And that makes me feel happy just to say it. So think about that. What would it feel like to wake up happy every day? Feeling grateful for your comfy bed, your soft pillow, the sun shining through the window, or if it's raining, feeling grateful that you're dry and warm. You know, feeling happy doesn't require six figures in your bank account. Feeling happy doesn't require any money at all. Your bank account could be in the negative, but you can still consciously choose to feel happy no matter what's going on around you. Now, obviously, you wouldn't be in agreement if your bank account was in the negative, but when you're consciously focused on being happy while your account is negative, you become a magnet for money to miraculously appear. This powerful energy, happiness, love, gratitude, it changes things. So are you setting your intention to be aware of your energy? When you're actively aware of your energy, you'll immediately know when something triggers you, and you'll have that golden opportunity to implement your tools to course correct your energetic flow. And there's nothing wrong with asking your angelic team to help you be aware of your energy. Ask them. They will help you. The number one complaint of angels is that we don't ask them for enough help. Now, I'd love to say that being aware of your energy is just going to happen, but it doesn't. When we're busy, you'll probably just keep going when you're mildly triggered, and the next thing you know, a pin drops and you implode or explode, and you don't know why. Well, it's because you got mildly triggered 2 days ago and that energy's been building. Being aware of your internal energy is crucial to improving your life. Remember, the universe mirrors back to you what you broadcast out. So what are you broadcasting out? And back to my first question, where do your thoughts flow when you're not focusing on a task? What is your subconscious dominant energy? Are you basking in the glow of love energy, fully immersed in the bliss of gratitude? Because that's where we want to be. And don't beat yourself up if you're not there. Vibrating in love energy consistently takes a minute. It takes practice. And I asked about a new routine. And don't beat yourself up if you haven't fully established a new routine for yourself that's non-negotiable every day. You know, it takes some time to figure out what works best for you. However, please commit to yourself today to create a plan for your new empowerment routine and begin implementing it this week before our next call. The more you implement, the more clear you become on what works for you and what doesn't, so you can establish your best routine while we're still together. Please do this, because if you don't do it now, you know, start locking in your new foundation for living, well, statistics show that you won't. And then the best part of this year, the best part of the energy of this year, which is using the power of the energetic flow to create your heaven on earth, all that wonderful energy will be left untouched. Because you didn't hang out in the love vibration. That structure of a routine, we need that. Because we live in human bodies that are bombarded with negativity every day. And when we're not in the love vibration, we're still going to be struggling to overcome the chaos. So, I have a new list of 12 empowerment support tools and action steps to manage and maintain your power. And every day we want to implement the following. And this list is already on the Deep Dive Central webpage. And it sounds like a lot, but it's not. It's not at all, because every one of these things except for one item is in the daily journaling page. Okay, number one, we want to improve our breathing, taking deeper breaths consistently, retraining our vagus nerve so our brain and other vital organs get that oxygen they need for clarity of thought and optimal healing. Number two, we want to be aware of our energy status. So we'll recognize when it dips, we'll know when we're even mildly triggered. Number three, we want to consciously choose the energy we vibrate in instead of defaulting to the dominant energy of our subconscious. And that could have been getting mad yesterday. Number four, we want to accept what our life is in this moment. So there's no internal battle going on. Number five, we want to accept our power and actively use it to improve our life with clarity of thought. Number six, we want to infuse our day and our life through the vibration of love, setting our intention for the experience of our day and life, broadcasting out to the universe the love energy that we want mirrored back to us. Number seven, we want to practice gratitude. Number eight, we want to practice visioning through our thoughts and feelings, the elevated emotions of already having what we want with our body. Our thoughts are the language of the brain, and our feelings and emotions are the language of the body. Number nine, we want to release the need to know how and feel safe and excited dealing with the unknown, that limitless possibility of the unknown. Number 10, we want to release the human need to hold on to unforgiveness, worry, and harboring anxiety, overwhelm, and stress. All that needs to just go. Number 11, we want to meditate to achieve and maintain the vibration of love, syncing with the superconscious higher self as one with the divinity within. And number 12, every day, we want to improve managing our energy. And if you improve 1% every day, where will you be in 90 days? Now that's food for thought. Everything in this list is supported by the daily journal pages except for meditating. And after today, you'll have 7 guided meditations from me to choose from. And if you have other meditations you enjoy, you've got more than 7. And I actually have a couple more I'm going to be adding that we probably won't be listening to in class, but I want you to have them. So to support immersing yourself in gratitude, we do have a new meditation. Gratitude is an elevated emotion of love, and like love, boosts the immune system. So keep that in mind when you're practicing maintaining that love vibration, that your immune system gets to operate at maximum efficiency also. So if you're going to be around a bunch of people, you know, colds are still rampant, influenza A, COVID, all that stuff is out there. But if your immune system is operating at maximum efficiency, all those germs just bounce right off. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and listen to our meditation. And so we begin. Just get comfortable with your feet flat on the floor and your hands gently in your lap. Just close your eyes. And with a full, deep breath, focus your attention on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with another deep breath, we come together as one with singular intention to shift our vibration to the highest vibration of love, as one with the divinity within. And we immerse ourselves into the bliss of gratitude, raising our vibration, boosting our immune system, deflecting negativity in all directions of time. And with a deep breath, we consciously choose to be the love vibration. And now with another deep breath, we shift our focus to gratitude of the blessings in our life. And we pull forth thoughts and emotions of what we're grateful for. The breath of God that we breathe, the warmth of sunshine, the refreshment of water, the roof over our head, and the food on our table. We open the gate and welcome in the emotions of gratitude and appreciation.
another slow, deep breath. Dive even deeper into gratitude. And just feel the elevated emotions of gratitude, of appreciation, of thankfulness. And with that deep breath, flood your body with the bliss of the impassioned emotion of gratitude. Vision yourself experiencing peace, joy, and happiness. See and feel the pleasure of being who you wish to be, doing what brings you the greatest joy, and having material experiences that bring you comfort, joy, and laughter from the inside out. another slow, deep breath. Accept that you are one with the divinity within, one with the greater consciousness, limitless, whole, and complete. And claim this vibration of love, this impassioned energy of gratitude and appreciation for all that's yours by divine right. The way is now open for all to reach you now, under grace, in magical, perfect ways. Heal it. Feel the emotions, the joy. And now repeat after me. I accept that I am a divine being of love and light. As one with the divinity within, I am grateful, happy, whole, and complete. I graciously receive all that's mine by divine right. Under grace, in miraculous ways. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now I integrate all this love and we ground into this love energy and bring it back with us. Just allow roots from your feet to go down into the soils of Mother Earth, all the way down to that core healing love light at her center. Those roots wrap around the black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you, anchoring this love that is your essence, this power within you. And with another deep breath, just pull that power and that healing love energy back up through the roots. Through your legs, to your heart. And when you're ready, open your eyes.
Okay, so Couple of times I've listened to this twice, one right after the other. And after the second time, my whole body just vibrates with that love energy. I love it. Okay, so let's recap. Today, we looked close and hard at the energy we're vibrating in. We looked at it without judgment, no beating ourselves up. We're just observing, making notes as to where we can improve. And trust me, we can always improve. We live in human bodies on a planet that's racked with fear and chaos, with a society that programs us to live in fear and chaos. It's going to take a minute to rewire our brains, but it is possible. And the more you practice, the more quickly it happens. And I want to ask you to always, always commit to reviewing your life without judgment, without beating yourself up. Review your life with excitement and anticipation of where you can improve. And maybe the improvement is just being more gentle with yourself. Maybe giving yourself another 30 minutes for meditation, another 30 minutes of sitting in nature, feeling that heart of Mother Earth beating beneath your feet and breathing in that crisp, sweet breath of God. So we look deeply at five action steps to take when we recognize that we've been triggered by some experience. And those five action steps are simple. Simple. And if we have trouble infusing an experience that we need to heal with love, we can approach the healing from a different perspective. Putting a pin in that problem, stepping away from the problem and immersing ourselves in gratitude. And remember, gratitude is the ultimate state of receivership. Gratitude holds tremendous power, and it broadcasts out to the universe as a vibration of love. We explored 12 action step empowerment tools to support you to improve your life at least 1% every day when you use them. And you're guided to implement 11 of those items when you fill in your daily journal pages. It's simple. And you have more guided meditations to support you to grasp that love frequency and maintain it, bringing that love vibration back as your current state of being, moving forward with your day and your life. And ultimately, we want to be in a walking love vibration of that meditative state while fully engaged with the world around us, fully aware of our energy within and the energy outside of us, feeling whole and complete, centered and grounded, resting in a deep sense of peace within, feeling safe, feeling and broadcasting out that love my vibration, just like we feel in the meditation, but we're actively moving about our day. So your homework this week is to be gentle with yourself and nail down and implement your new daily routine, your non-negotiable routine. Test it, examine it, discern what works best for you, and make good choices with your energetic flow. Consciously choose instead of defaulting to the dominant energy of your subconscious. Because unless you've fully transformed all those painful memories and energies that have been buried in your subconscious, unless those are all fully in the love vibration now, your subconscious is vibrating at a lower vibration than love. And it just takes time, a little time and practice to lift it up and to fully be free from the past, living in this moment, creating your new future. So fill in your daily journal pages, use your empowerment cards, tweak them to be of the most benefit for you, and meditate, meditate, meditate. Meditation raises your energetic vibration, connecting you with that divinity within. And if you're not feeling that love energy the first time you do it, Do it again and again and again. And next thing you know, you're going to be vibrating in it. You know, when I first started using my own journal, I use it too. When I first started using it and I was writing, I accept what my life is in this moment. It wasn't a good feeling because I was really unhappy. But the more I wrote, the more I filled in all those pages, the more I was moving into that love vibration, seeing where I was using my power, seeing where I wasn't, making those course corrections, life changed. Everything started coming together and changing and getting better. Active intention. So implement what we've been discussing. Face what's revealed to you. Ask questions when you have them. Reach out for support if you need it. You know, last week I mentioned that you'll have an opportunity to continue working with me when our deep dive program completes through a 3-month implementation intensive. And during that intensive, we're going to be accountable, me too, for actively implementing your new foundation for living and seeing the results. And my goal is to have that webpage with more information online this week. I got one more day for this week, but I'll let you know as soon as it's available so you can take a look and register and reserve your seat. So I'll let you know when that's available. You are creating a new normal state of being, a new you. And there may be a point that the old you may not want to go quietly. So implement what you're learning now. So I'm here to support you. Thank you so much for being here. So this completes our call for today.